The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com.
Here's Bill Meyer.
Delighted that you are here on Pebble in Your Shoe Tuesday. Join in at 770-5633-770-5633-770-KMED. Email Bill at BillMyersShow.com. And yeah, I took just yesterday off, just yesterday. Of course, yeah, next week will be a short week due to the Thanksgiving holiday. And I still can't believe that it's like, we're into the Christmas Thanksgiving season already. I'm not quite prepared for it. I could swear the kids were just here for Halloween, but of course they were advertised. I think Costco had the Christmas trees up in September. I don't know. It gets a little bit old. Although the one thing I will say is I was in Bi-Mart the other day picking up some stuff, and there was just some going through the Christmas aisles. I don't know, it just feels a little better this year than last year. I don't know what could be the difference between this particular Christmas and last year's Christmas. I don't know, it'll probably come to me at some point. All right, speaking of that coming to me at this point, let's see, what do we have now? We have a woman has testified. She saw former Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz having sex with a 17-year-old girl at a party several years ago, according to her lawyer. Just all of a sudden came up. You know, he's been in Congress all these years. And things. Now, just all of a sudden, yep, I saw it happen. Joel Leppard, this is an MSN, by the way, so it must be right. Joel Leppard, who represents a couple of women who testified before the House Ethics Committee, said in interviews with ABC News and CBS News, also very trustworthy sources, that Gaetz paid his adult clients for sex. And Leppard added that one of them witnessed Gaetz having sex with a 17-year-old at a party in Florida. And I noticed that nobody ever calls the police. Isn't that funny? But they'll call the media years later. Yeah, I have, and it just happened to come up all of a sudden now that he's been nominated to be the Attorney General. Wow, I got to tell you, it's interesting times. Well, the thing is, though, it's been well known that Gaetz had a reputation of being a party boy. Okay, let's be honest about that, and that's it. But at the same time, he would be a wrecking ball. He was a party boy, but he was also one of the few Congress critters that actually went down and visited the January 6 protesters in jail. And he, along with Marjorie Taylor Greene and, what was the other Congress critter? Just lost his name. Another good guys out there. You know, one of the few that actually went down there and actually protested the injustice. Yeah. They must be scared. And yet there are other people I know who are very, very left brain, you know, the logical brain there, that say that Matt Gaetz is not qualified for this. And Merrick Garland was, right? And Merrick Garland had the right temperament to be the Attorney General. I think we're past this qualification thing after the Biden administration, all right? I think we can set this aside. I think if Donald Trump wants Matt Gaetz, give him a shot. Recess appointment, and then a year and a half, 2 years, and then we'll see where it ends up going. Take a wrecking ball through it, and then, like Rick Manning was talking about last week, go run for governor of Florida. That's the way I would look at that. All right. Speaking of calling the police, a disturbing story came out of OPB and others. Student protests shutting down St. Helens schools following the arrest of two educators. The school board chair has quit, the superintendent and principal on paid leave, days after two teachers arrested for alleged abuse of students. Wow, they're getting all over this one. St. Helens acting police chief Joseph Hoag said Friday his department subpoenaed the district in October, found historical reports made by students detailing allegations that the district hadn't previously disclosed. A police investigation leading to the arrest this week of choir teacher Eric Stearns, and recently retired math teacher Mark Collins, both charged with sex abuse of multiple students from 2015 through last year. School district never informed law enforcement or state officials about the reports of sexual abuse required by state law. You know, this has been something which has been a challenge for us for a long, long time. I know that school districts like to try to maintain some of this stuff. They want to do it internally. They want to do it quietly. It's kind of like, you know, the bad, violent kids that show up with guns and, well, we want to get them back into school right away, but we have to be quiet about it, and we have to make the statistics look good. I have a feeling there may be some of that stuff going on. But I think what would be helpful from this point forward is that instead of, you know, when you have something like this, anything which can involve breaking the law, it doesn't need another law. It, you know, you don't have to have a law that tells the school districts that if you become aware of stuff like this, that you have to report it. You just, oh, okay, someone broke the law. It's like anybody else. If somebody vandalized the school, do you think that the school district would be thinking, well, I mean, do we have a law that is telling us that we have to report this? No, you just call the cops. You got pervert teachers on your staff. You call the cops and you let the cops sort it out. Let the cops sort it out. Yes, I know there's the unions and everything else, but just ignore the unions. Hey, I'm really sorry. I know that you teachers' unions like to cover up the perverts, but you know, we need to get them out of the school. Now, I don't know why they didn't call the police. That's just it. This is the same thing on college campuses. They were going after guys for a long, long time, especially guys because of the Me Too movement. Remember that? And they were being unjustly hauled before administrative courts, right? No constitutional rights. You're going in front of your college people. And he had sex with me after I was drinking. And then, oh, well, you didn't know. And so this evil guy needs to get kicked out of school. You know, it's that sort of stuff. There was no consent, you know, all these kind of things. Just ridiculousness. Down with administrative procedures. If there's a law broken, if someone is actually damaged, call the police. Let them sort it out. I would say that for the colleges. I'd certainly say it for the elementary schools and the high schools, like what's going on over in Columbia County. But yikes, can you believe that? Years this has supposedly been going on. The Catholic Church sort of thing going on, I guess. Pennsylvania Supreme Court orders Democrats to stand down. Republican Dave McCormick defeated Senator Bob Casey in Pennsylvania, but Casey refused to concede. But even with no path given, how much voters left, how provisional ballots landed, with most rejected due to not meeting the authenticity requirements, McCormick's lead was viewed by both Republicans and Democrats as insurmountable. Most of the outstanding ballots were in red counties like Cambria. It was over, but Casey and lawyer Mark Elias were finding ways to steal it. In Bucks County, this, by the way, reported in Town Hall News this morning, in Bucks County, the Democratic commissioners obliged, defying the courts and declaring that illegal ballots would be counted. Republicans' legal team filed a challenge, and the Pennsylvania Supreme Court issued its ruling. They ordered the immediate stopping of counting of illegal ballots in the totally unnecessary recount. So, good job. Every now and then, the courts can do the right thing. 19 minutes after 6, as far as the weather goes today, yeah, it's going to be pretty wild from what we understand. Windy, rainy, and my boss was telling me out on the coast where his wife is, they're talking about as much as 6 to 7 inches of rain on the coast. And here, lots of rain and high mountain snow possible. Keep an eye on that. Maybe I'll grab Greg, see what he has to say about that after 7. We'll see if he has a little bit of time. Hey, you know, you give Mr. Outdoors a little bit of mic time on Big Storm Time. It's like it's showtime, right, for people like him. We'll see if he's available. We're also going to be talking about cancer detection. The person I'm going to be speaking to here in about 10 minutes is a CEO of a company here, Jody Hoyos, and it's of the Prevent Cancer Foundation. She's the CEO of that. They're trying to get Medicare and others to do more testing of cancer, early detection, early testing. And we'll see what this is all about. Maybe she's just all part of the big corporate push to have the government paying forever more. But we'll try to find out and dig into this. But still, detecting cancer would be a good thing. Question I think I'm going to have to ask her, though, is the federal government really interested in detecting more cancer? Because can Medicare really afford more cancer treatments? I don't know. I mean, these are the kind of questions you have to start asking yourself when you look at the balance sheet of the United States federal government. Just saying. 20 minutes after 6, stay healthy, my friends. This is the Bill Meyers Show.
Life's busy, and you need to be on time, on the road, on schedule, and where you need to be. Power on with trusted, dependable car batteries from Batteries Plus. 700-plus locations nationwide.
This is Brent with Home and Built Deck and Fence. Many customers in the Rogue Valley ask why we say fall and winter are great times for deck, fence, and siding projects. The answer? Faster scheduling, quicker completion, and better prices than next spring. Don't wait. Schedule your free consultation now. Home and Built provides top-notch design, quality craftsmanship, and exceptional service. You work hard year-round, and so do we. Visit homeandbuilt.com to see our work. That's HOMANBUILT.com. Home and Built. We build the best and fix the rest.
If you're turning 65 soon and need to learn about Medicare and your options for supplemental coverage, Lynn at Sky Park Insurance can help. Just ask Karen.
Hi. I spent 45 plus years in the health industry, so I wanted someone with expert knowledge. Lynn either knew the answer or got right back to me with details. She went the extra mile. Thanks, Lynn.
Sky Park makes Medicare enrollment easy. Enroll or review your plan with Lynn Barton at Sky Park Insurance. Call 541-499-0958.
Hi, I'm Matt Stone with Stone Heating and Air, and I'm on KMED.
22 minutes after 6. Well, House District 22 in the state of Oregon, the state's smallest in term of voters. It's quite interesting. Everybody thought that the Republican was winning. In fact, as of Election Day and for like a week after Election Day, it was in favor of the Republican. Now it appears that the Democratic challenger, Leslie Munoz, and then, by the way, this is in like Woodburn and parts of Marion County. It's now 104 votes. Looks like she ended up getting it. So we now have a supermajority Democrat in both the House and supermajority in the Senate, too. Okay. This means that the Democrats can pass taxes, whatever they want to do. Of course, I'm a little bit suspicious that the trickle-in, mail-in vote, it's interesting that, this is an area with lots of illegal aliens in it, and lots of migrant workers and things like that. And then the worker votes sort of just trickle in over the last week. And I got to tell you, not that I'm paranoid or anything else, but the whole idea of elections taking a week for the ballots to come in, and you can't help but wonder, there wouldn't be any, manufacturing of votes and turnout, could there? I mean, that could never happen in the state of Oregon, especially in a state that already signed up, some 1,300, 1,400 illegal aliens to vote. That we know of. I have a feeling there were a little bit more of this. And then in one of those kind of districts, they just had she was behind at first, and then all of a sudden, 104, 110 votes came in, and most of them were for her. That is just what a coincidence. You got to love election season. So anyway, Democrats are going to be in total control. Question that I'm wondering, and maybe you wonder this too, I'll have to talk with Herman about it in our 7:30 conversation, that along with what FEMA's trying to do to us here in Southwest Oregon. Something perfect to talk about, given that they're talking about flooding in so many areas. But is there any reason for the Republicans to go to the state legislature? Is there any reason? Wouldn't it be better just to stay home, or if you're just going to go there, should you vote for any of the Democrat bills? They've been talking here for quite some time about it. It might be something to discuss at some point. You never know. 25 minutes after 6. We'll have to see what Herman says about that. But yeah, what's the point of the Democrats? Democrats don't need the Republicans. Republicans aren't needed there at this one point. Should they even bother voting? Something worth talking about. You're on the Bill Meyers Show, 25 minutes after 6. This is KMED 99.3 KBXG.
We are the Elks. Oregon Elks Lodges donate over $15 million to the community each year to support veterans, children with disabilities, and those in need. Oregon Elks Lodges are where neighbors unite, families share meals, and children thrive. To learn how to start your journey as an elk, visit www.discoverelks.org today. This message sponsored by the Oregon State Elks Association, the Oregon Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
The holidays mean more travel, more shopping, and more personal info in more places that could expose you more to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second. If your identity's stolen, their U.S.-based restoration specialists will fix it guaranteed or your money back. Don't face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or financial losses alone. Get more holiday fun and less holiday worry with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code CLAY. Visit LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
Latest news brought to you by locally owned and operated Artisan Bakery Cafe in South Medford. It's a full-service cafe offering breakfast, lunch, and specialty coffees. You'll be wowed one bite at a time.
From the KMED News Center, here's what's going on. Get ready for rain. The National Weather Service in Medford warns of possible debris flows on area rivers and streams in Coos Curry, Josephine, and western Douglas counties. Rainfall in the Rogue Valley could reach a quarter to a half an inch tonight and three-quarters of an inch on Wednesday and Wednesday night. Rainfall again could total three quarters of an inch during Thursday. Winds could be strong at times with south winds 25 to 35 miles an hour with 50 mile an hour gusts expected for Jackson and Douglas counties, including Ashland, Shady Cove, Medford, and Canyonville. Oregon Governor Tina Kotek has extended OHSU's supply of the abortion drug mifepristone through 2028. Kotek says she took the action because of the election results. Asante Rogue Regional Hospital facing another lawsuit related to allegations that a nurse swapped patients' fentanyl with tap water. The latest lawsuit seeks more than $22 million in damages. Bill London, KMED.
Stewardship. That means taking great care of the people and the things we've been entrusted with. Hi, this is Lisa from Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass in Medford. Being good stewards is a value at the core of our business. Every interaction, every transaction is another opportunity to do the right thing. If you're looking for a new shop to bring your vehicle, or maybe you're a technician who wants to be part of something bigger, we'd love to meet you. You can find us on the web at kellysautomotive.com or Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle but take care of you.
You're looking for a career and not a job, or maybe you're already working a boring job and you want more out of life, but you're not sure what to do. Nursing Pathways at Asante has an answer, a career in healthcare. Pacific Healthcare Training in Central Point has a secure, recession-proof opportunity for you. Our local hospitals want to invest in you, and they'll pay for your training. Scholarship money available, tuition reimbursement too, good wages and benefits. PacificHealthcareTraining.com. Now that's a career. Call today.
The Bill Myers Show on 106.3 KMED.
Jody Hoyos joins me. She's the CEO of Prevent Cancer Foundation, and there's a push to get some more tests out there in the market to help people earlier detect cancer. I believe that's what that's all about. Jody, pleasure having you on. Welcome.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Hey, Jody, could you tell me where the push is on the test issue, because this seems like this is about trying to get Medicare to cover some tests that are involved here. Could you tell me a little bit about the test, and are you financially involved with the test company before we move forward?
Happy to do that. So I'll start with any financial disclosures.
Mm-hmm.
The Prevent Cancer Foundation does not financially benefit from these tests, or we're not involved with these test companies.
Okay.
There are actually multiple companies that are working on multi-cancer early detection tests, which is exciting news. So when we think about what's happening in the cancer early detection space, we know and we want everyone else to know that when you detect cancer early, it gives you a chance at better health outcomes. So early detection can mean more treatment options, less intensive treatment options, and ultimately better chances of survival.
Well, I would agree. I mean, you detect something at stage one better than stage three or four. I mean, that makes common sense. But even the tests have been somewhat expensive from time to time, you know, having to do the biopsy and things like that. So What is the these push for the blood-borne tests, which sound like that would be a little less invasive, maybe less expensive, perhaps?
So the multi-cancer early detection test is where there is incredible innovation in making it easier to detect more cancers early. The tests differ from biopsies. So when you have a biopsy and you're getting a tissue sample, for example, that's in order to diagnose a cancer that's suspected. Multi-cancer early detection tests give us the ability to look for the presence, potential presence of cancer for many cancer types at a time. So these tests are looking for a signal in the blood of cancer. And right now, we have routine cancer screenings for only five cancer types. And there are over 200 different types of cancer. So cancer is a much broader disease and set of diseases than sometimes we understand.
Where is the, I guess, the pipeline blocked when it comes to Medicare? Because you're looking at this especially for the older community. I know a lot of people be interested in hearing about this.
That's right. So there is currently legislation called the Nancy Gardner Sewell Medicare Multi-Cancer Early Detection Screening Coverage Act. Mm-hmm. And that act aims to update or modernize Medicare so they have the ability to review these tests for access for older Americans. Essentially, as it stands now, the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services does not have a mechanism in place for them to be able to review these new and innovative tests for coverage once they receive FDA approval. So the legislation is there to make sure that older Americans don't have unnecessarily delays in accessing these important tests once FDA approval is given.
Now, is this a particular bill only good for this particular Congress? Because there ain't much of this Congress left, as you well know, having gone through the election process here. Is it only for this particular session? In other words, you either do it between now and the end of the year, or then we start again? What's the story?
That's exactly right. It's really important that we act now. You know, fortunately, Congress is not a political issue. There are supporters on both the Republican side and Democratic side who are incredibly vested in seeing this legislation move forward.
Is this the type of test where is this something that would be sort of routine, where like once a year you would get your multi-cancer early detection kind of test? What is the protocol for these kind of tests right now? I mean, does one exist?
Those guidelines are still being developed. So, you know, it's being contemplated as an annual test, but we have to await for actual guidelines to be developed in order to know the sequence.
What kind of costs are connected with a test like this, the MCED? This is a blood test rather than a biopsy, like you had just mentioned.
That's right. It is a blood test. And the cost is the important aspect here and why the legislation is so important. Because right now, people would have to pay out of pocket for the test now. And the cost would vary depending on the company offering the test.
Can you give us an overall ballpark figure? You know, is it $400,000, $500,000, $1,000, that kind of thing? What do you think?
It really depends on where you're accessing the test. So right now there is health systems, medical practices, and some self-insured employers can offer the test prior to FDA approval. But that does, and some of them would offer it potentially as an employee benefit. But insurance cover is very rare.
Okay. Do we have any idea what's the range of cost there? Because, you know, it's easy to say, hey, we want this, we would like this bill to be passed. And then you have people that will say, hey, this would cost another $3 or $4 billion a year or whatever is, and we're already borrowing lots of money. So that's why I think it'd be important to know how much these tests cost.
Yeah, that makes sense. So when we look at the cost to Medicare, the cost to the government for a coverage like this, one of the things that to keep in mind and that we want to keep front and center is that is the amount of money that is being spent on late stage cancer now. So, you know, I think it's we're looking at 75 cents out of every dollar spent in our healthcare system is being spent on late stage cancer.
Okay.
And investing in the early stage cancer is really where we're going to see the most benefit on people's lives.
Treat it early, a little bit of radiation, maybe some immunotherapy, something like that early on, rather than trying to do the really super invasive stuff later on, that later stage cancer would come up.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
That's exactly right. And the impact on people's lives and their families is significant here. And it's hard to factor that in when you're looking at the budget and the impact of cost. People's lives and their actual family experience matter.
Yeah. Joni, is there a way you could give me a range, though, on what the test costs? Because I know that there, and I'm sorry to say that there's always a financial interest for somebody here. I'm sure there are doctors that probably like the current system because there's more surgeries performed and then they make money from it. But what is the range of cost on these cancer tests?
For out of pocket, are you looking for the actual retail price?
Yeah, let's look at a retail price, and then we can kind of figure how it would be marked up by the time it gets to Medicare. You know?
Yeah, I don't know that Medicare would permit markup. I think it would actually be less, but
okay.
The range. It's going to change. The costs are going to continue moving down, so it's hard to give. I guess I'd give the range between $500 and $1,000.
Okay. All right. See, that's reasonable. I mean, that's not all that out of the that's not some outrageous cost in the grand scheme of things when contrasted with a cancer treatment. Okay. So.
Right.
Yeah. Just 1 week of cancer treatment. In fact, I know people in which they would go in for a cancer treatment and just the first treatment they would have would be $30,000 every time they would get this particular treatment regimen. And you just can't believe some of the costs that happen. That's why I needed at least some idea of what these tests cost, okay? Now, it seems like a reasonable thing. There seems to be political juice behind this. How can folks get involved if they have a dog in this fight? Like they like to see something done. Where do they go to find out more about this?
It would be great for people to reach out to their member of Congress and let them know how important this legislation and access the tests that can give them the chance at earlier detection and more treatment options would be. And they can find out more at preventcancer.org. Mm-hmm. And they can also get a list of the routine screenings that they need.
Okay. And so this is something that there are now tests that are available to cover like 200 cancers rather than just currently 5 that are in here. But they have to get this into the pipeline, right?
The multi-cancer early detection test, actually, depending on the company, would detect more than the 5 we have now, but we're not at the place where we can detect all 200. We'll get there.
Okay.
We'll get there through innovation, but we're not there yet.
All right. But still, hey, much rather have the blood-borne test than someone sticking the needle in your abdomen or your bone or something else like that, right? It'd be a much less painful, much less invasive. I think most people, if they had to get a test, they'd prefer that way, okay? Joni, it is a pleasure talking with you. Thanks for answering a few questions about this. And so I'll get your information up there, okay? Joni Hoyos is the CEO of the Prevent Cancer Foundation. It is 6:39 at KMED.
Stephen Westfall Roofing, Inc., the best roofing pros in Southern Oregon. Decades of protection just around the corner. Specializing in metal roofing that stands up to inclement weather conditions year-round. Westfall's portable snap-lock machine pulls right up to your door and gets the job done. Get the protection you need with a new metal roof done the Westfall way. Done right every time. Call or text today. Get a quote tomorrow. Financing available. Westfall Roofing. We've got you covered. 941-3736.
CCB 250-730. American Rancher Garage,
United in Service. Hi, this is Dwayne Barkley, owner at American Rancher Garage. I just want to say a huge thank you to our friends and neighbors who voted to make us 2024 Gold Medal winners for Best of Southern Oregon. Without loyal customers like you who recognize our commitment to the highest standard of service, we're just another place to get an oil change. So thank you for your continued support. And thanks again for choosing American Rancher Garage. Call 541-499-6673 to schedule an appointment with us today. American Rancher Garage, we are United Through Service.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Russian President Vladimir Putin has signed a new doctrine, one that lowers a threshold for the deployment of nuclear weapons. A knife-wielding man went on a random two-and-a-half-hour stabbing rampage in New York City yesterday. Three people were killed. It happened in Manhattan. A 51-year-old suspect, said to be a homeless man, is under arrest. President-elect Trump confirms he'll declare a national emergency and will use military assets to assist in the deportation of illegal aliens, with a particular focus on violent criminals. The AAA expects some 80 million Americans will be traveling at least 50 miles from home over the Thanksgiving holiday. That would be an increase from the number who traveled last Thanksgiving holiday. On Wall Street this morning, the opening bell just sounding, stocks starting off the day deep in the red. More details at srnnews.com.
The new administration has hinted at one of its boldest moves yet, America's return to the gold standard. Backing the U.S. dollar with gold would create stability in a time of rapid economic change, pushing the price of gold higher than we've seen in decades. Those who act now could be positioned to benefit the most. Premier Gold specializes in helping those with a 401k, IRA, or other types of retirement accounts utilize a little-known loophole to move some of their savings into physical gold. Today, they'd like to send you a free gold standard kit to help you decide if this process is right for you. Call 606-800-8000 to take advantage of current rollover policies. Early action on physical gold could position your portfolio for maximum growth. Call Premier Gold at 606-800-8000. Call 606-800-8000 now. Premier Gold is not a financial advisor. Please consult with your advisor before investing. Call 606-800-8000.
Welcome to the Bill Myers Show on 106.3 KMED. Give Bill a call at 541-770-5633. That's 770-KMED.
All right, 770-5633. If I was going to, since it is Pebble in Your Shoe Tuesday, Pebble in Your Shoe is when you come in and something is irritating you, we can certainly have a little conversation about it. And I had a couple of people write me over the weekend. I'll give you Pebble in My Shoe. Pebble in My Shoe. And this is, here's just one example of two or three emails I got over the weekend while I was trying to get some time off. It says, Bill, are you ever going to stop with that damn Iservay commercial? I've been turning it off every time it comes on now for 2 weeks. I wouldn't buy Iservay now if I did need it. Now, that's just one. But there are many others that have a similar thing. And so, since that's a pebble in my shoe, I'm going to share it, all right? I'm going to tell you, first off, we have nothing to say about it, all right? That Iservay commercial, you know, Iservay. Maybe it's because it's Lowrider. Maybe that's why it irritates the listeners so much, because it's a Lowrider. It's a great song, but then they tie it to it. It's kind of like the you know, the last big drug with the song in it, right? Oh, 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 Ozempic, you're fat. We'll make you skinny right now at $1,500 a month for the rest of your life. You know, that kind of thing, right? Yeah, it could be. Oh, there was the EPI ad, too, about a year ago. Just remember, those kind of ads tend to run on Your Money Now and also on Lars, on Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, and also Joe Pags, especially because it's they buy ads on Compass Media, all right? We don't get any money for those. But I would just remind people who complain about the occasional ad is that, are you getting what you paid for in talk radio? Everybody else in the media landscape is screwing you to the wall, whether it's your internet access over Spectrum or Hunter or wherever it is, or your cable and your satellite fees, all the rest of it. You know what we charge you? Nothing. Zero. In fact, maybe we should start charging. See, that would be interesting. So just remember, the occasional irritating Iservay ad is the price for you not having to pay for anything here. Just try to be, you know, I understand the irritation. I get it. But just remember, talk radio. It's like freedom of speech, and it's like free to me because all they have to do is just support the local companies that are supporting KMED and KBXG and all these other things, and everybody wins. I get these wonderful shows, but I have to put up with an occasional Iservay ad. Okay, who's with me on that? Or who says, Bill, you're full of it. 770-5633. Let me go to Michael Shaw. Hello, Michael, how you doing? You have a pebble in your shoe today. Welcome.
Well, I do, but before I get into that, your last guest, Jody.
Yes.
My wife is an oncology nurse. She's been doing it for 40 years. And
By the way, the woman I was talking to is CEO of the Prevent Cancer Foundation there, what they're looking at. Right. They're trying to move some legislation to have Medicare pay for these all-inclusive cancer tests. So what are your thoughts on that? Then I'll get to your pebble.
Well, I want to add to that real quick is that the cost of late-stage cancer drugs is the leading reason that independent hospitals have to sell out to bigger organizations because they can't afford them.
Really?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay. Because
the Virginia Mason Hospital in Seattle here that my wife works for a couple of years back had to sell out to Franciscan Health, so it's now owned by the church, because they couldn't afford the cancer drugs. And Virginia Mason is a huge hospital up here with multiple locations. Mm-hmm. But the cost of late-stage drugs is astronomical, so any early-stage detection will definitely drive the cost down.
Yeah, but I did want to find out if she had any monetary dog in the fight, because, you know, a lot of times companies are trying to get their tests approved by the FDA, so they put political pressure on it too. So always have to be aware of that. But you are right about the late stage cancer. I have a relative of mine that went through it and had treatment with Keytruda. I don't know if you've ever heard of that immunotherapy.
Yep.
Every time the bag went in the arm, it was $30,000 for that bag. For that bag of medication. Now it may be cheaper now. This was a few years ago.
No. $30,000 for the drugs for a cancer treatment is not that expensive compared to some others.
It was $30,000 every few weeks for a number of months.
I understand.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right.
Yeah. So what she's doing or what she's advocating is actually a good thing. So I don't even care if they have a little, dollar, part of the argument, that's fine. If they can drive the cost down, it'd be great. But that's not what I called about, but I'm just going to say...
But thank you for weighing in on that anyway, okay? I appreciate your take on it. Knowledgeable take.
My Pebble in the Shoe Tuesday issue is that a couple of years back, I hired a company to do some home repair work. I had the water barrier under my house completely ripped out and replaced, and some crawl space doors redone, and a little entryway for rodents and such to be plugged up and such. So this company offered me a 48-month interest-free loan to allow them to do the work, which I gladly accepted. I will, keep my money in my pocket since it's interest-free. Anyhow, I paid off this loan in 22 months instead of 48 months.
Okay, 22 months instead of 48. That would sound like that's good. All right.
That's right. And all sorts of organizations say keep your debt rates low and things like that. Pay off everything as soon as you can. Well, anyhow, I paid off this note in 22 months in September of this year.
Okay.
And the following month, my FICO score dropped by 31 points because it was a loan. It was a note that was closed. It was an account that was closed because it was paid off. So I did exactly what the industry and credit agencies say you should do and got dinged for doing the right thing.
I mean, 31 points. You got hosed. 31 points. What's your score right now? You don't mind me asking. I know it's kind of personal.
Well, I won't reveal that. So.
Oh, you won't? Okay. All right, because, I mean, I'm sitting up there. I'll tell you mine because, I mean, as someone who had to go bankrupt 24, 25 years ago, kind of forced into that, I have a FICO score now of like 817. And I like you, probably guard that jealously, right? You do everything you
can. 17, your maximum is 850, so you're in the upper crust as far as FICO is concerned.
Yeah, yeah. And so I look at that stuff, and when I hear, if that thing tumbled 31 points because I paid a debt off, what, they thought it was actually better for your credit score if you stayed in debt and kept paying it? That's insane.
Well, yeah, and that's the whole thing with the credit reporting agencies. So you've got the FICO score, and then you have TransUnion and Experian in the third one. And if you are in debt and you're making payments and you keep your debt at a reasonable level, they will reward you with bigger scores so you can then take out more loans and get deeper in debt. If you don't have debt and you don't have a lot of accounts and you don't use credit, then you're this weird anomaly out there that they don't like, you know, so that your credit score is low.
Yeah.
So the reverse of what they say they want you to do versus a reality of what they actually rate you on are two different things.
So the credit rating is really about, hey, how high of a grade can we get this guy so he can go into lots and lots of debt and maintain it? So the idea is to keep you in a sustainable debt load rather than having you truly responsibly using credit.
Yep.
Man. Yeah. That's a big pebble. And in my benevolent dictatorship, I would eliminate that right away. Okay?
Yeah. I want to get back to local banks instead of national, you know, organizations. If you get a local bank and you can actually deal with a local bank manager who knows you, knows your business, knows what house you buy, life would be so much better for all of us.
If they have the control and ability to do their own loans and they're not doing the underwriting out of town. That's the only difference. A lot of times you'll have small or banks that appear to be locally owned. They're here in the area, but the managers aren't in charge of the underwriting. That still makes it pretty tough.
It's 18-year-old sitting behind a computer 3,000 miles away.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was alluding to. All right. Good point. And thank you for calling it. I'm sorry about your 31-point FICO hosing, okay? And that was definitely a hosing. You know what I would do is maybe could you file an appeal with the credit rackets, the credit rating rackets?
I haven't even bothered digging into how you do that or what step.
Okay, well, now go out and buy yourself a sports car. You're going through male menopause, right?
Yeah, well, you know, if I went out and spent $110,000 on a new Tesla or something like that.
There you go. Yeah, you want the Cybertruck. Cybertruck. I mean, that's truly the indicator of, you're compensating for something, okay?
Right. There you go.
thanks for the call, Michael. Oh, man, what a deal. You know, he pays off his debt, and then they take away 31 points on his credit score. Miter Dave is here. Miter Dave has big problems because your house burned down last week, and I wanted to get an update for you. How are things going there, Dave?
Well, first off, the Red Cross put me up in a hotel here in Wairika. They paid for it.
That's great. Very nice.
And then they gave me some money for the cleanup for the fire. And then,
by the way, did you find the missing cat yet? The one cat that you were watching? They ever find that cat?
I haven't been there. I don't know. I haven't found it, but the person the cat belonged to hasn't told me if she found her or not.
Okay.
But she's taking my cat's taken care of. So I've got, there's an RV repair shop down here my friend works for, and they acquired a trailer that was abandoned on Forest Service land for 2 years. It's actually better than the trailer I had. They had to fix one leak in the corner by the door, and then they replaced the converter, so if I could plug it into electricity, it would charge the battery. And then, but the only thing that didn't work in it was the furnace, so they're going to take that out today and see if they can't fix it.
So are you going to have a new home then, over at least new to you home?
Yeah.
What's the name of the company helping you out? What RV places helping you out?
I'm not sure the name of the place, but they're right next door to Baxter's here in Wairika on the main drag.
But still, that's very kind. Very kind that people are willing to help you out there, Dave. That's great.
Yeah, and then today my brother's going to buy me a heater core, and I got a friend that when I get back to my place and to my truck, I'll be able to have the heater cord put in.
And that way, if you ever have to sleep in your house because or your car because the you burn your house down, at least you have heat in your truck, right?
Right. But and then I'm getting replacement glasses sometime this week that burned up in the fire.
Good. I'm glad things are starting to work out for you, Dave. Really appreciate it. If you need anything else, let us know, okay? It's a 5 before 7 at KMED. This is the Bill Myers Show. Let me go to line 4. Hi, good morning. Who's this on Pebble in Your Shoe Tuesday?
Hey, Bill. It's Lynn in Phoenix.
Hi, Lynn. How are you today?
I'm excellent and really enjoying the show. Michael Shaw is exactly right about the credit stuff. There's a guy named Clark Howard who's a radio guy.
Yeah.
And he has a website, and he writes about the best way to get a decent score. But I really wanted to talk about your guest who was talking about the early testing.
Yes, the early testing for cancer, and they're trying to get this moving forward so that Medicare will cover more out of or no out-of-pocket cost or low out-of-pocket cost for these multiple cancer tests that are kind of combined in one blood test. Sure.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention it's more nuanced than just, oh, everybody, of course, you would want early detection, because one of the downsides of getting tested is over-treatment. You know, a lot of these early cancers may never turn into an issue at all. I think about, like, the prostate test.
That's a classic example of it,
yeah.
And I didn't have the time with her to necessarily go there. But you're right. You can get a PSA test. Being a guy, I've had that done, and they get a baseline for you, so you kind of know where your level is. But the vast majority of prostate cancers, in fact, practically every guy, I remember a doctor telling me, my physician telling me a few years ago, that almost every guy who lives long enough will have some form of a beginning prostate cancer, but most of them don't cause any trouble, right? That's kind of where you're going at.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you can end up with expensive over-treatment, and it might actually be great for the cancer industry and not so great for individuals. And I do not know, but I think that should be part of the equation and not just automatically go get this early testing stuff, which, you know, you end up getting scared if they come up with something, and then you've got to find out what it's all about, and it may turn out to be something that you probably should have never addressed in the first place.
I think that's a very thoughtful way of looking at that, Lynn. I really do. There's another part of me that kind of looks at the incredible mess that Medicare is in the first place. And of course, you're working over at Sky Park. You're dealing with people all the time, you know, trying to navigate all this. All of these ins and outs. There's a part of me that wonders, does the medical industry really want early testing? And because what they're talking about is testing for the elderly. And please, I'm not saying that I agree with this, but I don't think there's enough money to treat everybody for cancer, even if they wanted to at this point. Medicare is in much worse shape than Social Security. And that's the part that people aren't really talking about much when it comes to the financial side.
And the thing is, a lot of the medical industry is captured by these big corporations.
Yes.
And a lot of things that they want people to do that ostensibly will lower medical costs don't lower medical costs, but they actually may increase them, and they, you know, make a lot of money. For example, trying to get everybody to do an annual flu shot, which doesn't work and has serious adverse event risks.
Mm-hmm.
And just the hoops that they want people to jump through to supposedly lower medical costs are really not about reducing, improving people's health, but about making money for those companies that offer those products.
So, well, that's one of the reasons I was asking the CEO, okay, how much does the cost, does the test cost? Now, $500 to $1,000 is actually not the most expensive test that I'm aware of out there. I mean, there are way more expensive tests, so it's not the most expensive racket that I've heard. But I can almost guarantee you that underneath all of this is a push from some biopharmaceutical companies that are betting big and rolling the dice on getting approval and getting this paid for by Medicare. Because something tells me that would
funnel you into treatments that, you know, have serious side effects, and you might not have needed them in the first place, and maybe they don't even work all that well. So it's really complex.
So we would have to be proceeding carefully on such a thing. And then you could see the day coming that in order for you to get health insurance or not health insurance. Well, yeah, maybe it would be. In order for you to get health insurance, would you have to have a clean MCED, you know, the names of those tests, right, in order to get it? And will that be the next way to exclude people from doing certain things?
They can't do that anymore with most health insurance. They can't keep you out with pre-existing conditions.
Oh.
So that's a great improvement. I know there's a lot of fear-mongering about that, but that's one thing that Obamacare did. That's good, although it makes it hard to price insurance because it makes it expensive for
everybody. That's what I'm getting at. You know, if you're high risk, you're not necessarily charged a high risk rate, that kind of thing.
Right.
All right.
So that gets spread around. Yep.
I thank you so much as always. Always good hearing from you.
All right, thanks.
Thank you very much, Lynn. Let me go to line two. Hi, good morning. It's Pebble in Your Shoe Tuesday. Who's this? Hello?
Good morning.
Hi.
I didn't hear the sound.
Oh, that's okay. Sometimes the sound happens, sometimes it doesn't. So you were lacking sound. But you are on, Holly. I recognize your voice. What's going on, huh?
Well, there are a couple things. The school board for District 7 school board meeting is tonight at 6 o'clock in the Commons at the high school. It's very important for conservatives to go because a pebble in my shoe is that we continue to have books in the library that would make a sailor blush. Very, very explicit sexual content.
Well, it used to be that if you hand these books out to kids, you'd be arrested for child pornography, distribution of child porn. Okay?
Right. And I've had people bring the books in to me, and I took a look. I'm not a prude person, but I was pretty disgusted by the content. So tonight is an opportunity for parents to weigh in on what is the pebble in many shoes here in our county, to go to the school board meeting at 6 o'clock in the Commons. And it's the way it's going to be set up, every school board member will be there, and they'll have a table. People will be able to go between table to table and talk to the individual school board members about their philosophy and make recommendations on what we can do to improve the experience for our kids and the outcomes. So I'm encouraging everybody to go to that.
And what time is that again, Holly?
6 o'clock at the high school.
All right.
Past high school. Everybody who's interested in that should go. It'll be a good opportunity to speak to the individuals who are going to be making a difference in that.
By the way, I just got an email from Kevin Starrett. You know him, right?
Love Kevin, yes.
Yeah. Christine Drazen. She's the Republican leader, House Republican leader. She got it.
Oh, she did.
Yeah, yeah.
there's a boulder in my shoe.
Okay, yeah, I know you're calling in to try to relieve one boulder, and I just gave you another one, okay? Go to work on that, okay?
All right.
Oh, yikes. Christine Drazen. Yeah, I'll talk with Herman about that, too. Hi, good morning. Who's this? Welcome. This is Bill.
Good morning, Bill, Bob, and Matt.
Bob, it's wonderful to hear from you. Missed you. How you been?
Been out of town for 3 weeks, mm-hmm. and enjoying sun and fishing and all that I do once a year.
Oh, that's great. Did you have fun wherever you were enjoying the sun and fun?
Yes, we did.
Good.
And that would be a long conversation for another time.
Okay.
Yeah, some good experiences, interesting. But two things, one on the medical and then just a brief one on the political.
Okay.
I'm 65, so I've been in a large prostate. A couple years ago, my primary, referred me to a proctologist or whatever and had my appointment with him. He did the finger test. I said, yeah, we should do a biopsy. So schedule the biopsy, get in there, laying on my side with the rear end exposed to strangers. And the first thing he does is the finger thing and says, smooth without lumps. And my first thought was, Scotty, beam me up. But that did not occur. And the after effects was worse than the procedure itself. And they did not find cancer, thankfully.
That's good.
But that, I think, was maybe a test that was really not necessary. And that was, expensive. We did have insurance.
So that's kind of speaking to what Lynn was talking about, though, right?
Right, right. So, there are other, at least in lesser invasive ways of really dialing that in. And in February, I'll have my PSA checked again, and we'll go from there.
Okay.
But, yeah, so there are aspects to that that could lead to, you know, in initial tests with follow-up, further tests that may or may not be necessary. So that's something to look at.
Now then, be political, right?
Okay. Let's skip Medford City for a while, you know, give them a few weeks to get
catch their breath. Yeah.
Yeah. Other than the higher fees, of course. But if you could ask Herman, are there any well-rounded, you know, conservative Democrats that have common sense? You know, obviously the ones in our area don't, but something to look at a statewide level, because even though they may have the majority, are there any dissenting votes that may occur for these real out left field laws that they want to pass? And that would be my question for Herman, or anybody who really can follow state politics and kind of get a feel for the playing field. You know?
Will do, Bob. Welcome back. I'm glad you made it, okay? You take care.
All right, Bill. Bye-bye.
This is KMED, KMED HD1, Eagle Point, Medford, KBXG, Grants Pass. Town Hall news coming up. We'll have the hand of the update. And then more of your calls, because it is Pebble in Your Shoe Tuesday.